Track 2.18.
Have you ever had anything stolen?
Yeah, I have. A brand new car. I'd had it for less than a month.
You're kidding.
No.
You were insured, I hope.
Of course, but the insurance company wouldn't pay up.
What do you mean, wouldn't pay up? I mean, a brand new car, and you didn't insure it against theft?
Of course I did, and I was insured against theft. But they just didn't want to pay up. It was a kind of complicated case. Fortunately, my boyfriend at the time was a lawyer, so everything was fine eventually.
How did it happen?
Well, you see, these three teenagers broke into my car. They'd broken out of this special school for young offenders. And, well, it seems they wanted to run away, so they decided to steal a car, my car. Anyway, while they were driving away, they started arguing and drove the car straight into a tree.
Oh, no!
The car was totaled, completely totaled. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
What about the kids?
Well, they weren't seriously hurt or anything. Miraculously. But they got arrested, of course, and sent back to the school. I was just relieved I'd taken out insurance, and I was already thinking I'd get another car with the insurance money. Maybe buy a used one this time and make a little money on the deal.
Sounds like a good idea. But they wouldn't pay up, you said?
Yeah. When I explained to the insurance company what had happened, they told me they would need to see my insurance documents. So, I went down to the garage where my car had been towed, only to find that all my documents had mysteriously disappeared from the glove compartment.
So, what did you do?
Well, I went back to the insurance people and explained the situation, and they said it didn't matter because they had their own copy of the original contract and that, anyway, I wasn't covered.
But didn't you say?
Well, I thought I was covered, but they said I was insured against theft, but that the car had been found, so technically it was no longer stolen. The problem was that I wasn't covered for any damage incurred in the event of theft.
Surely they can't include such a ridiculous clause.
Well, apparently they can, and they did. The box with this condition had been checked. I hadn't read all the small print in the contract.
But why not? You really should have read it before signing it, you know. You were almost asking for trouble.
Thanks. Yeah, I suppose with the benefit of hindsight, I should have, but I didn't bother at the time.
But couldn't you have asked your boyfriend to check it over for you? He was a lawyer, wasn't he? Or you could have asked a friend.
Well, I suppose I could have. But you know how these things are. They're standard forms, so I thought it would be fine. Anyway, I have no idea if I had actually checked the box or not. I might have, but I didn't have my copy, and so they might have just checked the box themselves so they didn't have to pay the equivalent of $8,000.
They wouldn't have done that, would they? That's a very serious accusation.
I don't know. They certainly could have done it if they wanted to.
It would have been far too risky. I mean, you might have found your copy of the contract.
Not if they had it.
What do you mean?
Well, the man who ran the insurance company office was the brother of the man who owned the garage where my car was towed. I believe they must have taken it from the car, along with all the other documents.
That sounds too far-fetched. There's no way they would do something like that, surely. I mean, I know you must have been upset at the time, and of course, you may be right, but they couldn't have just stolen the documents like that.
I know it all sounds very unlikely, but it all seemed so suspicious at the time.
So, how did you finally resolve it?
Well, my boyfriend decided the best way to get the money back would be to sue the boys' school. Which he did, and 4 years later we got the money back. Not that I saw much of it.
What? All swallowed up by the lawyers?
Yeah, my husband.
Oh, you married your boyfriend.
Yeah, to avoid the legal fees.